Ulrich is on the line to us from the waterfront. Ulrich, good afternoon to you. On my screen, it tells me you're a member of Cape Town's German Lutheran congregation, and I believe you guys have been struggling with visa issues for a visiting minister for a very protracted period. What's the story?
Thank you so much, Pippa, for having us. And I'm sure no one needs a reminder of the collective trauma that is Home Affairs, but I'm afraid that this very specific state of disaster now extends beyond our borders and other faith-based communities are affected as well. So I'm just using this channel as a last resort. What has happened in this specific case, and it's known that both the embassy in Berlin and the one in The Hague have been specifically problematic in granting visas, is that our minister was asked to submit their passport late last year and hasn't received it back, which sadly now amounts to a human rights violation because they've restricted his freedom of movement, and he was told that he would get it back quite soon with the visa in place. And we've been exhausting all lines of contact and tried to at various points use whatever channels we've had to contact our embassy there, and I'm afraid that this whole horror show is now kind of playing out in a space where I didn't expect to see it. I think all of us know that Home Affairs is not in great shape, but this is now something where people that are not really coming, I mean, he's coming here for a year, he's going back, he's taking no one's job, there's no threat, there's no risk. I fail to see what the rationale is for withholding his passport, given that he's not even a citizen of this country and it wasn't a passport issued by our government. I'm not sure if they're allowed to just hold someone's passport for many months.
So two issues standing out here. Ulrich, let's just look at the passport issue first. And I'm going to say this, it's unacceptable to hold on to somebody's passport that long. I do have to say this is not a unique to this embassy or indeed unique to this country situation, because I'm thinking back to two or three such cases we have dealt with for Cape Talk listeners who were in the same boat with their passports sitting at foreign embassies waiting for visa applications. And those included the British Embassy. I think one of them was from a Belgian application. I dealt with at least three of those in the last 2 years. All of them blamed it on lockdown and the slow pace of processing things, and then it was the backlog because of lockdown. But when did he submit the passport? How long ago?
It was early December, and he was supposed to come here in April, which is why he wanted to collect his visa. And like you say, there are two ways of doing this. I think one of the normal ways is that you get told, like they take a copy of the passport, you get told when the visa is ready, and you come to the embassy and it gets pasted into the passport and then you leave. But I do agree that it's possibly not the only case of this nature. It's just quite surprising if this becomes a normal way, because he's obviously now restricted from going anywhere and he has no recourse, and it's the same kind of service levels that we used to here. And they are telling him that passport sits somewhere in Pretoria, which is one of the scariest sentences you don't want to hear from a Home Affairs official, because I'm sure we all know what that one room looks like where all these things supposedly are sitting,
gathering dust in many cases. So the passport being the one issue, Ulrich, the other is just the lack of feedback on the application. I mean, you would expect, even with allowing generous delays because of backlogs, etc., 6 months is simply too long to process and not give you a reason for declining it. Well, has it been officially declined, or have you just heard nothing?
No, not at all. And I think what we've tried to do is we've tried two avenues. We've teamed up with other faith-based organizations in what's called the Western Cape Ecumenical Network. I mean, many other faith-based organizations are struggling with similar issues. That has had no impact. But we did go via the Human Rights Commission locally, because I think also it's a human rights violation in this country, not just in other countries. And the other thing is just we went through the German embassy here, who tried to directly contact our ambassador, and our bishop has tried four times, I don't know, to contact this individual who represents us in Berlin, and there's literally no chance of getting anywhere.
Okay, Ulrich, firstly, thank you for flagging the issue. And I wonder if anybody else listening is nodding their head or tearing their heart in frustration because they're going through this too. If you are that person, please let us know so that we can add you to the list of questions we'll be putting to the German embassy, the embassy in Germany, rather, if we can get hold of them. Ulrich, what I'll try and do is see if we can line somebody up from the embassy speak to us on the show tomorrow, if that's okay with you.
I would love that, Pippa. And if people have, you know, opportunity to help us, we're that one church at the end of Long Street as it becomes Kloof Street, quite visible in the inner city in Cape Town. And you can always also contact us there. 240 Long Street, that's where we are based. And that's where people will be very happy to receive support if you have anything.
Ulrich, thanks for that call. Okay, flag to my producer to please see if we can try. We'll do our best. It's distressing to hear that you're getting no feedback from anybody in the embassy, but we'll see if we can get a little bit further and perhaps invite them onto the show tomorrow to respond to those issues.